Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
It's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
Paul as Shockwave.
Because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Welcome to another episode of Chimpions. So, last time we left it, you were meticulously going through the armour, cleaning it up, ready for your deep dive into what mysteries it might hold for you.
If I remember rightly, I was just about to go for a shower and something to eat.
Well, yeah, you were. I'm pushing you along and I shouldn't, should I? Railroading. So yes, if there's anything you want to do in the evening before you return to the CCCP, that's up to you. I think Bullet was on about going for a cigar.
Yeah, but not if everyone else is going to have a shower or go and hang out in the Zen garden or whatever. It's no fun on your own. So I might, you know, swing by my mum's and see how she's doing, and then I've got something I want to work on, actually.
Okay. So yeah, you swing by your mum's. Everyone else heads back to the hole or the cloud. Or to Shaki's castle?
Takeshi's castle.
Takeshi's castle.
We're gonna get
that out of
there, but it's not called that.
No, not at all.
Only you.
She's on holiday.
She's on holiday at the moment.
Yeah. That's what we told you. Yeah. We've been kicked out.
You wait for Shockwave to crawl into his cardboard box on the front lawn, then you'll sneak into the house.
Thanks for the lift, Shockwave.
See ya.
I'll walk from here.
Yeah, so you spend a little bit of time with your mum, and yeah, she's still blooming, as it were. So before, you know, we'd seen her as sort of this oldest woman, but she's only in her early 40s, and you know, since your rekindled relationship and you know, all the things you've done for her and a more active role in the community, she's flourishing.
Good. Well, I'll phone ahead, and I don't know. I suppose it's quite late. She's probably already eaten. If not, I'll get a takeout. Treat her. Borscht. No.
So you spend a pleasant evening with your mother, who I'm desperately avoiding trying to do an Irish accent, and then head back to the house, whatever we're calling it nowadays.
The house behind Takeshi's castle.
Yeah, that's the one. And yeah, your mother sort of, you know, gives you the lowdown on the neighbourhood and all that. You notice it is slowly picking up, you know, people are taking a lead. The community's become stronger since these terrible events. And your gym and some of your interactions with the local, should we say, youth that have gone astray are slowly reaping rewards. And maybe not, you know, they're certainly not monetizing the area, but they're certainly improving the community.
Yeah.
And, it just feels safer and more welcoming.
Good. And Shockwave's still doing the gym sessions, isn't he?
I don't know. Are you Shockwave?
We're going to teach ninjutsu, aren't we?
Yeah. So, that's... because of the attitude and the way you're teaching it, you're bringing people in who are obviously wanting to learn it for ulterior motives. Some of them, not all of them, but, a minority of them. And you're turning their way of thinking around. And, that too is benefiting the area, because most of them are from Bullet's little neighbourhood or... the other neighbourhoods that sort of spatter around where the gym is, You're both having a very positive effect on what was quite a run-down area.
Excellent.
And in fact, I would imagine maybe you're building a relationship with Bullet's mother as well, because I imagine, the gym's fairly local. If you and Bullet are going there, I imagine you're spending a reasonable amount of time at his family home as well. grab a quick meal before you go, or that sort of thing. So
excellent.
Still can't get any decent sake around here, though.
He's sake enough.
Hey. So I guess that's you then, Stratus. So you have a pleasant evening in with Ephemera, I imagine. You actually get the house to yourselves for a while. They're both at the gym for the evening, so...
Yeah, get the Action Park brochures out.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ephemera is quite keen to sort of, plan this weekend away. She's quite excited by it. If she survives.
She doesn't lose her head.
I'll have to put the link to Action Park on the in the Chimpipedia.
So you get a few hours alone, you curl up in front of the telly or whatever, and
rom-com.
She asks you what you're doing at work. At work.
I'll tell her all about it.
Yeah, tell her all about it. And she says, I see less of Alex these days because they've... I'm quite excited about it. It's quite interesting. They've drafted me into Echo Medical now.
Okay.
Obviously, we have a lot of people who are in the fighting and... as you yourself know, it's quite different to what we were dealing with before, and there's a relatively new member of the team. She comes from Vegas, I believe, but she's opened up some interesting techniques for dealing with PTSD and.
Oh, okay.
She's a telepath and an empath, but I can mimic a lot of what she does, and we've been able to help a lot. It's something I never really considered before, reading people's emotions but manipulating them is something I've always avoided, but. Some manipulation, it's more like guiding.
Yeah, aiding down the path.
Yeah, it's
so
it's new.
Is it are you getting sort of a feel of her telepath abilities? Or is it still all empath?
No, it's that is something that's something she manifests that I just can't do.
Get a grab of. Okay.
Our link is, and your link special. Has become quite strong now. And it is empathic, but it's almost like the difference between sign language and being able to speak to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, once you're good at sign language and the person you're communicating is good at sign language, you are speaking effectively, but it's not speech. And that's what your empathic bond is like. You can almost have a conversation.
Yeah.
But she won't be able to do that with someone else because she doesn't have that...
that link.
That fine detail and enunciation of that individual.
Yeah.
You know, if you think she could, and if someone did it with you, you could as well. Like a bit like, again, like sign language. You know, if you learnt sign language, it would be useless against someone who didn't know it. But someone else who knew it, you could probably communicate with them pretty well. Unless there are any regional differences and all that. But, telepathy is just a different skill, different power, if you like. Which is, I can do almost all she does.
What's her name?
Her name is Belladonna.
Oh. Belladonna Blue.
Oh, yes, I remember you said with the woman
Vicky.
Who... Yes.
Vicky V.
Yes. It seems... Belladonna has been practicing on Vicky to some extent, and since the event, like some metas, Belladonna's powers seem to have
flourished.
Yes, multiplied somewhat. But yes, the telepathy, I will never be able to do it the way she does it.
Yeah.
But it's. It's nice having a more direct help to individuals rather than before.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody is in emotional pain or fear, and you can stimmy that, then absolutely. I see how that is. It's good to be able to do.
It is. It's fine tuning some things I shied away from using, so...
Do you think this is, a manifestation of your power, coming through after the change, like a lot of metas are showing?
I'm not sure if it's more like exercising a muscle that I wasn't exercising.
Didn't use. Right, okay.
I could do it before, just not as...
As well.
As well, yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It is. I feel far more proactive in our fight, if you like.
Yeah. And how are things at Echo? Are you happy there still?
Yeah, it is certainly interesting. Alex looks under more and more strain every day I see him, but things are falling back into a pattern. More of the buildings are back in use, although we still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Imagine.
And there is a lot of speculation about why you left and Shockwave and Bullet, but because you did fill her in on that. You told her a whole lot, didn't you?
Absolutely.
But there are, apart from wild rumours and speculation, I don't think anyone suspects the real reasons.
No. Well, we're doing some over-the-water team building with our CCCP comrades.
I saw Red Saviour's interview the other day.
You should come along. It's a sight and... Red Saviour is, she is an interesting character, to say the least.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can't see her being my sort of people.
It's when you get past that veneer, she's a good woman. It's definitely got a heart in the right place. It's just how it manifests. It's obviously something that you would see through.
She raises an eyebrow at you. As you know, I try as best as I can not to pry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying, the fear, you know, my hunch, you could prove, not that I'm telling you to do so. I just think this stoic, you know, Russian veneer that she puts up hides a lot of what she actually is.
Hmm.
I mean, she's over here doing good.
Oh, yes, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. So, and it's fun helping.
Oh, it's always fun being in the field. And yeah, so you enjoy the rest of your evening. That just comes out, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you all enjoy your evenings in one way or another.
Yep.
Sorry, Shockwave, I didn't really ask you if you wanted to do anything in particular.
Not really.
So yeah, you pop down the gym, do a couple of sessions, mm-hmm. do your meditation, practice some of the stuff Faelie's shown you, and you know, keeps exploring these things, these new sort of paths that have opened up to you. And then, yeah, then the next day you sort of head back to the CCCP as expected. Yeah, as you arrive, you see all the crap has, you know, all the remnants of the armour has been removed. Presumably, Echo have carted all of it away. And is there anything else you want to do with the armour, I suppose?
Well, I think now we need to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That is actually investigating it. Well, let's see what the algorithms turned up.
Yeah. See what Jeff Goldblum has found out.
Just throw me your computers.
Okay. Roll 20. Made it by 10.
Made it by 10.
Yep.
So wow. Yeah, you there is no intact computer system.
Mm-hmm.
You find what must have been terminals or ports.
Yeah.
So yeah, you find the remnants of ports. You made it by 10. Yeah. There seems to be, yeah, you detect there was obviously some sort of central computer system. Exactly what it was doing, you're not quite sure. But it does indicate that, you know, there was ports and accesses in the helmet, in the joints, in the. It looks like it was all, the whole suit was computer assisted.
Yeah.
How much and what those programs were doing to enhance the, you know, the control of the armor, you can't tell. There is just not enough left.
Yeah, fair enough.
You do notice the response times are incredibly fast, though. Yeah, because it finds a few ports. It finds a port in the helmet. That you see. You know, because I presume you've linked this up to your 3D map, to the sort of the visor bit of the helmet. So you presume there was some sort of HUD there, maybe. But you notice the response times from that are incredibly fast. A lot faster than you would expect from. The kit you're aware of, anyway.
Yeah, from, you know, even Echo grade kit.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Now we need to get one that's not been slagged.
Yeah, that only takes you a few minutes just to quickly scan down the stats that, you know, it's giving you response time from ports and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, unless by some, you know, we had an absolute miracle. I didn't expect to be able to glean that much this way. But,
Unfortunately, you know, there's not that many stats to pull because it's just been so badly damaged inside.
Absolutely.
Just that it was obviously all computer assisted and response times are super fast. Yep.
Phenomenal.
What did you find then, Stratus? How is this controlled? Go on.
It is a superior piece of engineering, both, you know, computerized and mechanical. The little bits of it that respond to my probes do so in a phenomenal response rate. So, you know, when a system is fully functioning, it would be as though the person in it, you know, it's their second skin.
Right.
It seems that quick.
Yeah, that would be a reasonable deduction that it's almost instantaneous, yeah.
As though when you were inside one of these suits, it is as though you are the suit. The programming responds that quick.
So there's no sort of physical interface, it's all done.
Well, it is a physical interface, so it does, yes. You do physically interact with it, it's just at a phenomenal rate.
Okay. But you think it's done through some sort of neural interface, or...?
It's either neural or whether you have actually jacked
tactile.
In. I wouldn't say it's tactile. It would, for it to be that quick, it's got to be neurological.
With your sort of role and your expertise, sorry, Strauss, to work out what the interfaces were and how they, assuming there's a body inside, which you're pretty sure there was now,
yeah.
You need some sort of physical examination. You know, all you're doing is firing pings at it effectively, aren't you?
Yeah, to see if you get a response.
You're trying to get a response from different electronic bits. You know, how it actually fits together would be a physical. You'd need to physically work that out. Because there's no full network there to interrogate.
Well, I do have electronics, so I could try and make sense of it.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, as I said, there's scraps of stuff on the inside of the armour that were obviously things. You know, just not quite sure what they were now at the moment.
Okay. Well.
If you want to look around for what those, you know, try and work out what the electronic system was and what it was doing and all that, yeah, electronics is the way to go.
Yeah, I'll have a go at that.
And if a couple of you want to do it, if more than one of you have it, then
I've got electronics.
Have you got anything? Have you got electronics as well, Stratus?
You can either work independently or you can try and work together.
I'll assist. Like Bullet to do the investigation, and I'll. Assist with the aid of my model I've built.
Okay,
well, I'll give you for your assist electronics. Just roll your electronics at +2, Strauss.
Okie dokie. So, with that +2, I made it by 2.
So you get +1 to your skill.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and I am... I'm on it, so I'm plus... I've made it by 1.
Made it by 1.
Yes. I was on it, so I made it.
If you've got inspiration you want to use, I said.
Yeah, go on then. Well, I used my inspiration and got exactly the same, so I made it by 1.
Ah, no, I'm not going to take that for an inspiration. Roll it again, man.
Oh, okay.
That shit.
Oh, well, I made it by 4 in that case.
So, yeah, it'll take you a few hours to go through the suit, work out, you know, there's bits of electronics left and all that to try and puzzle it together. Wiring-wise, you couldn't say exactly, what the computer is, but based on what Stratus has told you, and he thinks it's probably all computer-assisted, you see, yeah, the faceplate is definitely wired up, so you'd think that's definitely some sort of HUD. Looks like all the joints as well are all wired up, probably servo-assisted, possibly, you know, for enhanced strength, that sort of thing. Bits and pieces as well indicated that the suit was probably climate controlled inside. Possibly not only climate controlled, but possibly environment controlled. So, you know, he could take, you know, really hot, really cold. There's an obvious blast shield on the faceplate that must have come down. You can see that is wired up. So possibly that was triggered by the computer system, you know, to sort of give, you know, glare defence and that sort of stuff. Mm. You can see its weapons were obviously got, electronics going into them. You're not 100% sure. You reckon you'd probably need to be some sort of weapons expert maybe work that side of things out. There's definitely some sort of electronics, computer assistant to the weapons. If you have some sort of weapon skill, then you can roll that and might give you a bit more.
They're energy weapons, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've only got firearms, so... But what I'm thinking is I do have security systems. I'm wondering if that gives me any insight into... Well, the two things I want to look at...
How much did you make it by?
Four in the
Stromic end. Security systems as well.
Okay. Oh, I'm on it.
You're on it.
I'm primarily interested in, you know, one, how it communicates outside. I'm thinking electronics for that, but also security systems. I'm thinking what causes them to melt down. How is that?
Have you got any engineering type skills?
Not engineering, no.
Or mechanical type skills?
No. Though I do know someone who does.
So yeah, you're looking through it. You can see, you know, there's obviously electronics going into the weapons, what's left of them. But you're seeing bits that the electronics are going into that you just think, I don't know, I've got no idea. I don't quite understand what this is or what this might, you know, what the purpose of this thing might have been.
Yeah.
Now, whether anyone can help you out with that or not is a different killer fish.
What's Shockwave doing? Is he pissing around with sidecars?
The van.
Yeah, the van, actually, yeah. He's currently cutting new fucking wheel arches out on the van.
Got a picture of what I found. That's a little bit.
Shockwave. Well, let us know when you're done with that.
What do you want?
Just trying to make sense of this stuff. You know, I know a bit about electronics. Stratus has, you know, yielded loads of information regarding the sort of computing aspects and the interface aspects of this thing, but we're just trying to figure out how it works physically, and I'm interested in how it blows up, you know, how they kind of melt down and sort of go into meltdown, you know, when they're incapacitated. I wonder if we can find something out about that. Maybe we can circumvent that.
Alright, let's have a look. I'll go over and have a look. I'll use my mechanical skills.
So yeah, you start going over, Untermensch comes over with you as well. He's like, maybe I can. Then we look together.
Okay.
Yes, just for all your mechanics. You and Untermensch.
Mum.
Give it the once over.
I'm on it.
Just roll me a electronics again. Bullet, sorry.
Okay.
So between the three of you, let's see what you can work out.
I only made it by two.
And Stratus, can you roll me computers for your model?
Made it by nine.
So yeah, you three are like bumbling around a little bit, you know. Untermensch is going, I think this is, I reckon this may be casing for... And Stratus is going, look there, because that joins... So, what exactly were you looking for, Bullet? Sorry.
I was looking for two things. One, I was asking Shockwave to find out how it destroyed itself, you know, where the mechanism for that might be located, how it was controlled.
Does anyone have any skill that relates to chemistry at all?
Nope.
No.
No.
Though weather's made of chemicals, isn't it?
It is, but it's mainly physics.
Untermensch has some basic chemistry, but he's not particularly in depth. It takes you the rest of the day between the lot of you. The van work just gets forgot in all of you sort of speculating and poking and prodding at the armour. You can see that, yeah, there seems to be some sort of canister within the armour. Or what, the fragments of a canister that must have been what the... was the self-destruct mechanism. and Untermensch speculates that, you know, if that canister is it, it must have been some sort of, you know, intense chemical reaction, something like thermite or whatever, that it must be poured into the armour, just burn it from the inside out. As far as the weapon systems go, you know that it has, you know, it has these two mounted arm cannons. They must be controlled by wherever the central computer is kept. You're not 100% sure of that, because there's fragments of, you know, sort of CPUs and more chips all over the place. It had some sort of environmental controls, definitely some sort of HUD and you presume computer assist with the HUD. The small fragments of circuit boards and ports and wiring you find are not only the wiring, but the circuit boards themselves are made of some sort of material that you're not familiar with. And you realise that, yeah, whatever this metal is, it's got very low resistance. You know, it's passes a signal really quickly. But unlike, you know, sort of more terrestrial things, although the signal passes quickly, it's still really durable. You know, you're not getting that that loss of strength for the speed.
It's like a sort of superconductor.
Yeah, yeah. You also realise as you're digging around that the armour itself obviously has some sort of large battery in it. Yeah, you know, it's nicely sealed. It's been damaged by the fire. And whatever chemicals were in it have obviously been damaged by the fire as well. It's changed the consistency. So, you don't have a chemist with you and you can't really work out what they are. But you also notice that, like, the servos, the main servos on the armour, the knees, the wrists, the ankles, the main joints, and also the weapons themselves and the HUD seem to have, like, a small backup battery, you know, almost if, like, the main battery failed or ran out of power. It seems to be quite resilient in the resilience in the term of, you know, if one component fails, it has a backup.
Lots of redundancy.
It seems to be quite well designed.
In terms of the dimensions of the occupant, is it a normal, you know, human adult size?
Just roll a deduction.
What do you think, Stratus?
Say that again, sorry.
The actual dimensions of the of the interior, would they accommodate a normal human adult?
Well, would they? Is it like six foot?
Yeah, just roll me a deduction.
I've got an idea, Bullet. Why don't you teleport inside?
Why don't I teleport you inside?
I'm going to grow marks, you can't do it.
Made it by 1 point.
See, you made it by 1. Bullet, roll me a deduction.
Made it by 1 point.
The armour is about 8 foot tall, remember?
Yeah.
You reckon, yeah. A human could certainly fit in it. Maybe someone reasonably bigger than a human could fit in it.
What do you suppose? I mean, this is pure conjecture, but what if they aren't Nazis? What if it's some kind of extraterrestrial intelligence who happened to come across footage of...
Of young Adolf.
Or they just went somewhere with really good food. I don't know.
And decided to pick up German as their means of communication.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems... Anyway, yeah, silly thought.
It's feasible. Unlikely, but feasible.
I don't know, what does Jeff Goldblum say?
He's too busy impregnating alien systems with viri. If there was such a word.
Very good.
Could someone just throw me 3d6 as well? So during the day, Soviet comes down. So Soviet is the CCCP's medic. You know she has metahuman abilities as well as conventional medical abilities. And she comes down to give the armour the once over as well, see if she can find any organic matter in there. So if one of you would roll for Soviet, that would be great.
13.
Yeah, while you're doing your stuff, she's like looking around. You know, she gets some samples. Goes off and goes, oh, thank you. See if I find anything, I'll let you know. And off she goes. So, yeah, you have a long and interesting day.
The armour that's been peeled off, is it just, it's just lying around, is it?
John and Untermensch have cut a section of the armour out, but it seems to be what they've done is cut through the restraining or securing mechanism for what appears to be a backplate for the armour. Mm. Just run me a deduction.
Oh, didn't make it.
They've obviously cut open the hatch that is intended as entrance and egress from the armour. Yeah, they haven't just cut a hole in the suit anywhere.
But presumably, I mean, there was no sort of visible section when we were... We never saw anything when we were...
No.
When we were fighting them. No. Sort of seamless.
Obviously, the engineering on them must be exceptional.
Must be job.
Yeah, ruthless efficiency.
Well, I want to try something using that bit of armour that's been removed, based on what Murdoch's been doing. I want to attempt a further manifestation of my molecular or matter energy manipulation power, which is the basis of my sort of teleportation and telekinesis. And I'm going to concentrate on it for a little while, about a minute, and then ask our shockwave. It's quite tough. If you just touch it and see if it feels warm.
Shortwave? Yes. Are you going to touch it?
No. Yeah, I suppose so.
Shortwave touches it. Bullet? You need to give us a bit more info.
Well, I've attempted to devise a gradual effect excitement of the molecules and with a view to generating heat, but at the moment it's a very fledgling manifestation of my power, so I'm hoping, I'll have to send it to you, but I'm hoping that it would, in time, produce a sort of energetic reaction and, you know, generate heat, because I've seen that they're susceptible to heat, so...
So what's the ability and what does it do?
It's, the mechanics of it are an energy blast, but it's a gradual effect over one turn, armor piercing, but at the moment it's and it, well, at the moment it says 5d6, but
shockwave, you put your hand on it and yeah, you can feel the armor is 5d6. Put your man, yeah, it's hot to the torch. They are unpleasantly hot to the torch.
Oh, you bastard.
It doesn't burn you, it's just, it can do the full 5d6 if you want, Matt. It's up to you when you sort of say you can touch it.
It's a gradual effect, so no. I just wanted to see if I could affect it.
Yeah, that's hot.
Okay.
Just roll the damage bullet.
Okay.
Burn me, I'm going to burn you.
18.
Yeah, so, I mean... Shockwave touches it, takes his hand off when you say, and you keep your concentration. And you see it, the, you know, armour starts to glow with a very subdued reddish hue, you know, much like an electric stove. Yeah, in that section you're concentrating on, doesn't seem to be having any detrimental effect to the armor, if you see what I mean. It's not tarnishing anymore or anything.
It's a start anyway. It's a fledgling.
It's good.
Fledgling power. Would it be versus PD or ED? A heat thing.
It's an energy blast. It'd be ED.
Okay, cool. It is a concentration only thing, so
I like that.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that shockwave, but I was too busy concentrating to check it out myself. And you're quite resilient.
I presume you've been practicing your ability on other things to try and learn how to agitate the molecules and all that. And as you agitate the molecules on this, nothing sort of.
Cutlery. I've been practicing on cutlery. Yeah, mainly.
Yuri Geller.
And again, another day rolls by with some quite intense investigation of this armour. And you'll go and do whatever you wish to do.
I'm just going to have an early night, I think.
I mean, you're all a bit pooped, you know, you start early, finish late. It's quite mentally taxing what you've been doing, you know. Yeah, I mean, you've been doing what most people wouldn't be able to do in a day. It'd take them, two or three, 4 days, But as a team, you're sharp. You're sharp. So we'll call the session there.
Okie dokie, cool.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, lovely jubbly.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Chimpians. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about the game world, the NPCs or the characters, you can find that information at www.chimpians.co.uk. If you would like to offer us suggestions on how to improve the show, the content, or just to say hi, you can contact me at mark@chimpians.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter at ChimpiansRPG. The listeners are the lifeblood of this show and are the best and only way, really, that we can promote ourselves. So please, if you enjoy what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell the milkman. We're only a small endeavour and every listener is important to us. If you'd like to offer us some more proactive support, shall we say, then leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or if you're feeling generous, find us on Patreon at ChimpiansRPG and leave us a small contribution. That would be very much appreciated. Not as much as a huge contribution, but any contribution helps us to improve the show. Me to dedicate more time to it. So again, thank you for listening. Every number in those download figures means a lot to me and the show, and we appreciate the support. And without further ado, bye! But all of that was ripped apart, and you refuse to find. So save your breath, I will not hear. I think I made it very clear. You can hate enough to love. Is that supposed to be enough? I only wish you were my friend. Then I could hurt you in the end. I never claimed to be a saint. Ooh, I almost banished long ago. I took the death of home to let you go. We'll be right back.
Save yourself.